Raleigh, North Carolina. It's The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, a podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I'm me.
Who's me?
Jack.
Oh. Welcome to the Monday edition of The Lost Podcast. We are
this is
here.
The last Monday that'll be a hiatus podcast, right? Am I right?
Well, this is technically, we're in the season now. This is the Monday before a new episode. That's a true Jay and Jack double episode a week format.
Okay, because next week starts, Lost is on next week.
This week is on this week, Monday.
Tuesday, Wednesday.
So we're already here.
What day is it today? Wednesday.
It's this Wednesday.
Right.
So we've already, this is it. We're here.
Yes.
We made it.
Nine months,
everybody.
Did you hear Lost?
Jack doesn't know what's going on right now.
Lost was canceled, though.
Are you senile or something? Have you become that old already?
I have really gotten that old. I can't remember what day it is. I'm just working all the time. It's crazy.
Hopefully you guys are all excited. We've already seen the episode, so I guess it's not as crazy for us. Not to brag, but...
Yeah, I hate bragging.
But still. No, I'm just kidding. Finally, you guys will be able to get to see this episode, and it's awesome. And finally, we can actually get to talk about it, because that's been kind of hard, not be able to talk.
Yeah, because people at work that know that we watched Lost and they listen to the podcast go, well, can you tell us what's going on? I go, nope.
And it's like, I want to talk to people about this. I want to do a podcast where I can talk, say our theories and all that kind of stuff. But we can't do that yet, but we'll be able to do it, and you guys will be able to hear it on Wednesday. So I'm excited for that.
Oh, I'm sorry, yes.
What's with you today?
I got things to do. I'm busy.
What do you have to do?
I have to go to work.
What, in an hour?
In an hour.
I worked from 6 o'clock in the morning to 3 o'clock.
No, actually,
yesterday.
You didn't work from 6 in the morning. You were 10 minutes late.
10 minutes late because it was cold. So, hopefully everybody out there is having a good time, having a good week. Lost is back. It's time to celebrate and rejoice, even though our Chargers lost.
Yeah, it's over. I'm over and done with that. It's cool.
You're just weird today.
It's just cool. I'm not going to pout and cry. It's over.
I know.
But they lost.
You're in a weird mood today, and I think it's killing the podcast.
Well, I have a special surprise. At the end, I'll have my first review of a review in the history of the Lost podcast.
Now you're going to start complaining?
It's not a complaint.
Not a complaint? No?
I'm just going to have a review of a review.
Okay.
Most of the time, like I said, I'm pretty cool with the reviews.
Uh-huh.
Good or bad. It's just this is the American... It's freedom of speech. It's the world. They can do whatever they want, say uh-huh. whatever they want. But this is... Since they had a review, I decided I'm going to have a review of a review of a review.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Not really, but I'll let
and
you
And I'll make it as fun and as as light as I possibly can. Because most of the time, I just roll with it. I go, okay, yeah. It's cool.
Okay. Did they make fun of your hair or something?
No.
Oh, okay.
That was the worst part. I can deal with that. But we have I have all these TV guides.
Well, that's what we're going to go in the news. We got a lot of listener feedback to get to today. We have a listener theory of the week since we are back into the kind of swing of things here.
Really?
Yes. And also updates on Autism Speaks, our 25-hour charity podcast, March 21st to the 22nd.
Who we have some big guests lined up. Still working
big
on
guests.
Some more.
I want to say the guest right now.
We have Jorge Garcia.
Jorge Garcia.
We have the Hockley brothers.
Ed Hockley and Dan Hockley.
We have Ryan and Jen from The Transmission.
Ryan and Jen from The Transmission.
Ralph, who can sleep easy tonight because, well, I don't want to go into it. He can sleep easy tonight. I sent him a little message.
Oh, okay. All right. Maybe that's why you're all weird.
Because I sent Ralph a message?
I don't know. I want to know what kind of message you're sending Ralph, okay?
I just wanted to let him know that Khan, he can sleep better. He can sleep easy tonight.
Okay. All right. I don't want to know. I don't know why he can sleep better now.
He was afraid of the movie Con.
Okay.
Big baby.
Okay, we'll continue.
And then that, but we're working on some other guests. Barack Obama, I guess he's too busy.
Too busy?
He shined us off.
We asked him.
He just shined us off.
Are you going to start trying to harp at Dennis Miller since he's like, hey, I paid $80 for your podcast.
It's $40. I've already sent him a message. Have not received anything back yet. I say
if you pay for his podcast, he should...
But you know what's funny is I go, you know, it's been a week. He hasn't responded back. And then I looked at our emails. I go, man, some of those are 2 weeks old. I better get cracking. So who am I to complain when he probably gets 10 times the emails we get?
Uh-huh.
And he hasn't responded to my email yet. So
okay,
I'm working on him. I'm not going to give up.
I'll pay for your super premium podcast.
We actually have a $5 bet. I have a bet that I can at least get him to call the voicemail.
Okay.
And Jay, don't remember that, Jay?
Yeah, I remember.
And
that.
Jay says he won't call.
I'm just saying.
So $5 bet.
And everyone who keeps suggesting to buy Ricky Gervais podcast, I still can't do it. I can't bring myself to do it.
I think he's hilarious. I think he is hilarious. I might do it.
His pod, like, I'm not gonna lie. His, like, next to me, like, Malcolm with Sass is the funniest podcast I've listened to. But the Ricky Gervais show when it was free was hilarious. It was because there's a guy in there, Carl Pinkerton or Pinkerton, something like that. And he's just this funny character. It's so hilarious. But
well, they had him on Saturday. If you watch Saturday Night Live, they had a spoof, The View, and he was a special guest. Not him, actually.
No, but the guy did the impression. Did a really good job.
It was hilarious.
All right. Ready to get into some last news?
Yes.
All right. Here we go.
Movie picks. Movie picks.
Last news. Last news.
Lost in the news.
All right, so you said you brought some
I also was going to say, too, if you're someone famous out there who wants to do the 25-hour podcast, just give us a call.
Okay. 206-309-211.
Call anytime. Yeah, I got lots of stuff here. If you're subscribed to the USA Today newspaper, in the Life section for the weekend,
yes,
there's a whole article on Lost. And in it, they have a front cover. I won't tell you who's all in it because it's kind of spoilers.
It was in the newspaper, USA Today, the most.
But I'm not. Some people avoid spoilers like there's no tomorrow. But there is a shot of.
Let me see.
No, Josh Holloway without his shirt. So what we confirmed.
We weren't lying.
We weren't lying. There is a shot of Josh Holloway without his shirt.
Maybe that's why you saved this.
I'm just saying. So that, and we also
which USA Today was that? Was that this weekend's, like the Friday one?
It's this Friday. Last Friday's January 16th, 2009. Front page has a Michael Emerson and Matthew
that.
Fox. You haven't read it yet?
No.
Some Lost fan you are. Actually, I took it and put it on my desk right away.
Yeah, I know.
And then if you read, go back to old TV Guide the week of, where am I at here? January 12th. There's an article. There's a little thing that says. Ask a star, celebrity question, and it's Kate Beckinsale.
I think it's Beckinsale.
Beckinsale?
Something like that, yeah.
She asks a question. Jorge Garcia gives some answers.
Oh, wow.
And I just want to tell you, Kate, if you want to ask me, I'll give you more answers than Jorge gave you. Just a little something. I'm not going to tell you. I don't want to tell you what he said because it's spoilerish.
Dude, come on. Be a man. This isn't news. You're just like talking about the news.
No, but it's spoilerish.
You're not giving the details.
It's huge. I'm giving his and that. It's huge. It's huge spoilers. Huge.
Where's
what page? March.
I don't do bookmarks. All right, let's see.
All right, this does contain spoilers.
Okay, this is spoilery, but here we go. What's going to happen to Hurley on my favorite show, Lost? Kate Beckinsale.
I'll tell you everything. Just give
well,
me a call.
Kate, catch the 2-hour season premiere, January 21st. Jorge Garcia tells me his character starts out where he left off.
Deemed too spoilery by the Spoiler Board of America.
I told you it was spoilers.
I didn't know there was a... Well, I guess it was too spoilers. Deemed too spoilery.
It was.
By the Spoiler Board of America.
If you want to get the copy, it's a January 12th through the 18th edition, and it has the guy from CSI...
on the cover.
On the cover.
When it's leaving.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Now you spoil anyone who's watching
CSI.
Oh,
everyone knows he's leaving. That's been
all right,
everywhere.
Now, this week's edition, January 19th through
the 25th. Wow, is that who I think it is?
That has Evangeline Lilly on the cover. It says 10... Biggest Mysteries Decoded from Lost.
Wow.
And in it Evangeline Lilly talks about how when she's in public, and this I thought was pretty funny, she doesn't like to be recognized or she denies that who she is. People come up to you, are you Evangeline Lilly? And she says, no. And I thought that was funny because when I'm in public and someone recognizes me,
yeah,
I also deny being Evangeline Lilly. So I just thought that was
cool. It's hard to deny being Evangeline Lilly. I'm sorry.
But
I'm sorry, Evie. I don't know how you could deny that.
She says I get it all the time, but it's a great article, but it has the 10 essentials for Lost, and if you'd like to read them.
10 essential episodes?
Yes.
Okay.
It does have a quirky... I forgot to say, on the USA Today cover, it has a... Look at that picture of Carlton and Damon. Doesn't it look kind of on USA Today?
I know, it's a weird picture.
It's a goofy-looking picture. Nothing personal.
Rule of, like, portraits and stuff, don't take pictures from below like that.
Yeah.
It's just weird.
It just, yeah.
It makes a weird angle.
Maybe they're going for some kind of crazy look or something like
that.
It
was, yeah, I agree.
It didn't work for me. scan up and you'll have the picture of Josh
Sawyer,
Holloway.
Yeah, the Josh Holloway picture, that is sure. It made up.
But remember, that cover has some spoilers on it. Just the cover alone has a spoiler on it.
Why?
It has people on there you may not want to know if they're still there.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Jeez.
All right, season one. So I guess they broke this out into seasons.
Right.
Okay.
The 10 essential episodes.
Season one, Walkabout. The episode clue, the revelation that Locke was confined to a wheelchair before his arrival on the island.
Plus that episode, you can watch that over and over again because it's just so cool.
Yes. I'll leave the season five previews alone.
I would leave the season five alone.
White Rabbit, Jack's dead father, Christian appears very much alive on the island.
Hmm.
Yeah, that was. I remember that was so creepy. I think it started in Walkabout. Like when he was just, the guy was just standing off.
I think so, yeah.
And it ended up being his dad. That was creepy.
Because he was talking to Rose when he first saw? He was talking to Rose, wasn't he?
I think so. Yeah. It was either Rose or Kate.
And that's where we started thinking Rose was part of Dharma. That's when we started thinking about it.
Deus Ex Machina. After Locke pleads to the island, I've done everything you want me to do. A light appears in the swan hatch. God, those two episodes are still my favorite because they just still gives me goosebumps.
Woo!
season two, they only had two episodes. The 23rd Psalm, when Mr. Echo stares down the smoke monster.
Our worst podcast in the history of Jay and Jack.
You learn the monster was able to pull memories from a character's life. Reminds Cuse.
Hmm.
Live together, die alone. Said, Sun, and Jin pass the ruins of a giant four-toed statue.
Yes.
Let's see. Season three, Flash Before Your Eyes. That was a... Woo! Remember that episode. Remember that?
Yep.
I think we got most calls ever on that one.
Uh-huh.
The revelation that Desmond is unique in his ability to experience time in a non-linear fashion, as Lindelof puts it. The episode introduced Fionnuala Flanagan as an older woman who could presumably foresee the future and shove Desmond's attempts to save Charlie's life, establishing that characters have no control over their ultimate fates.
Yeah, way to go.
Only over the choices they make on the way there.
She killed Charlie.
Hey, did you know the ring lady was in that picture?
No.
Yeah, she was.
You're making that up.
I wouldn't.
Next, you're going to say the numbers add up to 108.
The Man Behind the Curtain. Ben's backstory introduces his father, Civil. I love that episode, Man Behind the Curtain.
Yeah.
The Constant, season four. That is actually really in the running for my favorite episode.
That
of all
episode
time.
Was, I think we received the most emails in the history.
Yeah, and I think what was great about The Constant is not only was it insane level of like sci-fi and just Lost crazy, but it also had like one of the best character stories. Like, it was really emotional.
The acting was great.
Desmond, who was exposed to massive amounts of electromagnetic radiation when the Swan Hatch blew up, is shown time jumping between 1996 and 2004. When he attempts to leave the island on the wrong bearing, he suddenly has an odd side effect where his consciousness from 1996 inhabits his present-day body, says Lindelof. Also, Desmond encounters Daniel Faraday in 1996, experimenting on electromagnetic radiation on doomed rat Eloise. The Shape of Things to Come. Ben tells Charles Widmore. Oh, I remember that. That one has the one where the smoke monster comes out and does total wrecking havoc and destroying things. And the last one, There's No Place Like Home, Frozen Donkey Wheel.
Now, both these TV Guide articles and the USA Today has spoilers in it. So if you don't want spoilers, do not get them.
Well, actually, it's not even like it's 10 essential. It's not like 10 best. No, but saying these episodes are the episodes you need to watch in order to understand
But in this magazine, there's sneak previews, and it has a lot. And some of the stuff, if you're against spoilers, you're not going to want. You may want it for
spoilers are thick right now, so if you don't like spoilers,
you may want it for the cover,
away. But
nothing else. If you're against spoilers.
Okay.
Just warning you guys ahead of time.
Sounds awesome. You ready for some listener feedback?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Listener feedback.
All right, it's listener feedback time. Got a lot of great calls to get into here. Are you ready, Jack?
Yes, sir.
Got your pen ready? Got your face ready?
Nope, is not ready.
Here we go.
Hey, Jay and Jack. It's Johnny Rock from Bel Air, Maryland. Hey, I just want to give you a shout out. I just started listening to your preview season 5 podcast a couple weeks late, but just getting around to it. It's a great podcast, great preview there. Kind of leaves me on my edge. And I can't wait to keep hearing you guys each week give a recap. It's been a long 9 months, if you know what I mean. A couple comments on it. One is you guys mentioned we might see a couple people from the past. I'm kind of hoping that maybe we either get a glimpse of Mr. Echo again, or Charlie, man. Those are my two favorite characters that kind of bit the dust there early on. So looking forward to hearing your podcast in the upcoming weeks. You guys do a great job. And P.S., hey, Jack, I don't know what happened to your Chargers, man. I was counting on them beating the Steelers, but it didn't happen. You know, I gotta hope my beloved Ravens take care of them. So anyway, keep up the good work, guys, and I'll be talking to you in a couple of weeks. See ya.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Rudy calling from Brooklyn, New York. Calling to say that last week's episode, Jack mispronounced my name. It's Rudy, R-U-D-I-E, not Riddy, as you called me, but it's all good. Getting pretty excited for the January 21st Lost premiere, and I think you guys should read more. And if you don't have time for reading, check out audible.com, and they have a lot of good audiobooks. All right, take it easy. You guys do a great show. Later.
Jay and Captain Jack, my name is Chad, and I live in Des Moines, Iowa. Here's what I'm hoping you can help me with. You or a bunch of fans that live, or your fans that live in Des Moines, Iowa, maybe can help me with this too. The local ABC station here doesn't like to air Lost during its regular time. They like to air men's basketball games in its place and then tape delay Lost. For example, last night, Lost was supposed to run from 7 until 10 Central Standard Time, but instead, our local station aired a men's basketball game from 7 to 9, and then they aired part 3 5 minutes later from 9 to 10, and then they didn't air parts 1 and 2 until midnight. And I called the TV station early in that afternoon, yesterday afternoon, and asked them when they were going to air these Lost in place of the men's basketball game, because nowhere in the TV guide or on their own station website said when they're going to re-air Lost. But I found it. I don't remember how I found it, but I found it that they're airing it after midnight anyways. So not only did they not call me back yesterday, but they called me back later today, Thursday, and had no remorse. And they also said that they have more men's basketball games that air Wednesday nights in place of Lost. So they're going to be tape delaying Lost on Wednesday nights. What I'm hoping, fans that live in Des Moines, Iowa, or surrounding areas that watch WOI TV, call the station that night at 7:01 when you're seeing men's basketball instead of your Lost and complain. Tell them to tape delay the game, not Lost. That's like airing men's basketball game in place of a Super Bowl. Of course, that's never going to happen, but, you know, I'm upset that I can't watch Lost when everybody else is watching Lost. I have to wait till midnight. Luckily, I work late nights, so I can watch it at midnight. But, you know, for people that have to get up early the next morning, you know, can't browse the internet or anything and see something because they haven't watched Lost yet. So I'm hoping fans that live in Iowa call the station and complain, and maybe we can get something done about this and get Lost aired at its time that it should be, instead of a men's basketball game that the team that they're airing, Iowa State, is not even good at all. I'd be different. It'd probably be different if they were good, but they're not. So they're airing a lousy men's basketball game in place of Lost, and I'm upset. So thank you for your help, and go Lost.
Hello, Jay and Jack. This is Stuart from Glasgow, Scotland. Happy New Year. Calling with a theory that I've had for a while. It's been sitting at the back of my mind ever since it was revealed that everyone's good friend Matthew Fox knows what's going to happen at the end of Series 6. He knows the ending to Lost. And I got to thinking, why specifically Matthew Fox? Why would he know and none of the other actors know? And I think it's because he's already filmed the last scene. And why would he have already filmed the last scene? Because he's filmed a scene with young Walt. So that's my crackpot theory. That's many, many months before it'll be proven right or wrong, but you heard it here first. The final scene of Lost will feature Jack and young Walt, and that's why Matthew Fox already knows how it'll end, because he's already filmed it. influenced by crackpot theory, and I'm sticking to it.
All right, I really, really liked Paul's theory.
That's Stuart.
I'm sorry, Stuart.
That's actually a great theory, but I gotta say,
you know, I remember Paul from Scotland. That's why
Paul from Scotland. Yeah, remember
our first listeners.
Yeah, but what I like about Stuart, I mean, this is a compliment. The whole time I'm listening to it, I'm thinking William Wallace. Freedom. I mean that as a compliment. I love that movie.
Isn't that like racist?
Why is it racist?
Because it's Scottish, Scottish, and you think all Scots are the same.
I guess. No,
I don't know.
No, it's a great voice, and
it is cool.
It is cool, and but it's that's a great theory.
It is. That's
why. Why would he know if he's? Because
I always just thought, just like, oh, because he's Matthew Fox.
Yeah, and he is everyone's. Well, not mine, but everyone's closest personal friend. So, yeah, that's a great theory. I like that.
Yeah.
And then Chad had the basketball problem. Now, it's funny because last year, loss was on Thursday night.
Yeah.
And we live in basketball, college basketball country. I mean, you have Duke, UNC, NC State,
Wake Forest. Yeah.
You have all these basketball teams. And college basketball is huge here in the Triangle area.
Life, yeah.
It's life. It's their life. And I was so worried that there'd be a game and loss would be preempted and wouldn't be on until like 2 in the morning. Now, we were lucky. It didn't happen.
Yeah.
But I know that's frustrating when you have a show because I think they had Criminal Minds got pushed back for a basketball game and it was on 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
So, but I don't know. It's probably some contract, something.
It's like it has to do with the ratings because more than likely.
Well, I think something has to
Iowa,
do with.
Do they have big.
Iowa State, Iowa. I don't know for far as basketball. Football is pretty big, but he was saying that their basketball team is not that good.
So yeah, I don't. It must be some kind of contract.
It's some kind of contract where they have with the college that they have to show the game.
Yeah.
in order to keep the contract, probably.
Yeah,
I mean, it's horrible.
It's all about money, unfortunately.
It is about money, and I don't know what else you can do. But like I said, I was stressing out because you know we were on last year. We could only record
AAC
a certain
basketball.
Time, and it's like well, we got it worked out for us last year. So hopefully it doesn't. You know, it could happen there because the game on Wednesday night, and if it's Duke or UNC. They'll preempt it.
Yeah.
I don't care what show's on. It could be Grey's Anatomy. It could be American Idol. They would preempt it and put that basketball game on. So you could start a campaign and get people, if you got enough, I think if you got enough people
maybe
complain
you just like
about
went
it,
down to the studio and just say, hey, you have the tapes. Let me watch it at 7 o'clock like I'm supposed to.
Yeah, maybe they would let you do that.
All right.
And then we had Rudy who said, Ready?
I guess.
Reedy? Well, that was my favorite movie, Reedy. Reedy, Reedy, Reedy. I mean, but he was saying, we were talking about that today. I'm sorry, Rudy. Sometimes I hear, sometimes I don't hear. It's hard to hear the name sometimes.
It is. It sometimes gets like muffled within like the cell phone or the phone or whatever.
Yeah, so I apologize. I'm not that great with names anyway.
Uh-huh.
And he was saying we should read more, which I agree. But if I had time, I'm going to be honest with you. We've had the copy of season 1, and episode 1 and 2, and I've only had time to watch it once of Lost.
Ah, yes.
So when I say I don't have any time, I'm being honest. That's something I watch like I'll watch an episode 6 or 7 times. I've had it for, 2-3 weeks now?
Uh-huh.
I've watched it once. So and as far as the books.com, that's a great idea, but I only live like 2 miles from work. So I'd get like half a page. It'd take me probably a year to finish a book. But I should read more, I agree. I just right now.
You don't have the time?
I don't have the time.
Okay.
I'm not making any excuses.
You have to spend too much time arguing with people on SanDiegoInsider.com, right?
Okay. Okay. That's probably, you know, sometimes you get sidetracked. Hey, when people are saying, and I know we get off topic here, which people don't like, but when people say we should just cut LT, it just burns me up. Okay. Anyway.
So if you'd like to hear more about this, check out
Sign On San Diego.
No, three guys. I just gave a segue to plug
sports
your podcast.
Talk with three stupid guys.
There you go.
But we're not doing it this week. We're taking a week off because Super Bowl's 2 weeks away. And then we have Johnny Rock.
Johnny Rock.
Yeah, the season. You'll be excited for season 5. I'm not kidding. And then he said about the Chargers losing to the. Yeah, it was kind of depressing. But your Ravens have a chance. I
hope the Ravens win because I don't like the
Steelers.
Well,
you know the problem with here, for whatever reason in Raleigh, you can't swing a dead cat without hitting a Steeler fan. They're everywhere.
I think that's just in general. There's a lot of Steelers fans
everywhere. They do have a big following. It's like my neighbor who lives 2 doors down the day after the loss, I kind of looked out to see if he was out there. I said, okay.
And you slowly backed the car
out. He's not out there. So I go walking out to the car, and he's got a big, loud voice, deep voice. And I, Jack! I go, oh. So I couldn't hide from him. But I took it like a man. You
know, yeah.
What are you going to do? Not like I lost the game.
Yeah.
But anyway. But
it's tough, though, because after that, I was just like, it's to the point, am I ever going to, like, you? Because I look at you.
Yeah, well.
You've been a fan for how long of Padres and Chargers?
Well, Padres 40 years because they're 69. And yeah. Then Padres probably the same. Chargers, about 72, 73, I really started following them.
Yeah.
But I was, when I told the story.
Am I going to have to wait even longer?
I told the story on the sports podcast that my daughter was a little, you know, older daughter's like 19. She was kind of crying. I said, hey, you got plenty of time. And then I started thinking, I go, you know, I was about 18, 19, 20 when the Chargers got good in the late 70s, early 80s.
Coryell.
And my dad going to me, hey, you're young. Don't worry, they'll win a Super Bowl before.
Exactly.
And now I'm like 40. I'm going to be 47 for the start of next season. I'm not getting any younger.
Exactly.
I'm falling apart as it is. So maybe I won't.
that's what I'm doing. I was like, no. My own father thought that.
Yeah, so now it's like
70s and
80s. Maybe it's just not meant to be. But there's more to life than just the Chargers winning the Super Bowl.
I just want one of my San Diego teams to do it. Nothing in San Diego's ever done anything.
Nope.
But anyway, it's
that has nothing to do with loss.
Yeah, I'm just depressed. All right.
There was a funny joke though on Saturday Night Live last night with they showed the plane crash on the news, and they said that the rescuers were able to do in 3 minutes what Lost hasn't been able to do in 5 seasons. Yeah. it was funny.
All right, ready to get the next set of calls here?
Yes.
Hi, Jay and Jack. This is Dave from New Jersey. I was just listening to one of your older Ramblecasts when you were reviewing Knocked Up. Jack, you changed your rating for Knocked Up because they insulted Matthew Fox. Well, I was listening to the commentary of Knocked Up, and Seth said he loves Lost and Matthew Fox. So will you give a Knocked Up 3.5 thumbs, which was your original rating? Oh, and I am one of the few people that listens to your sports talk podcast, and I do not appreciate all four of you taking Arizona over Philly. Well, that was my call. Thanks.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Nancy from Michigan. I just wanted to call and say that I love your podcast. I just started listening to podcasts a couple months ago, and you guys are my favorite. So I'm really looking forward to watching Lost this season because this will be the first time that I get to watch Lost and have all these Lost podcasts to listen to every week. So I'm really excited about it. And I was just wondering if you guys think that after Lost is all done, if they'll come out with DVDs of Lost in a chronological order, because there's a lot of, flash-forwards or flashbacks that we don't really know when they happened or, you know, it's hard to put together the timeline. So I think that would be a really great experience if they came out with DVDs that had Lost in the chronological order. So, anyway, I love the podcast. Bye.
Hey, this is Shanna from Oakland. First time calling, but been listening for a while. I just wanted to say, I know it was a while ago, but the song. Jack, I like the song, but some of the more obvious rhymes you didn't really go for, so I was just a little bit surprised with the lines. But thank you so much for pointing out that Alex is the girl on Cold Case, because I've been watching that show for weeks trying to figure out who she is, and it was driving me a little bit crazy. Love the podcast. Can't wait for Lost to start. Have a good day.
Hey, Jay and Jack. It's Dan calling out of Utica, New York. I had an idea for a theme song for the Season 5 contest. Since Jack's always complaining about not having a song, here's an idea. I think you guys will like this. Basically, you're going to take the Flash Gordon theme song from Queen, from the movie Flash Gordon, and instead you're going to do this. Jack! Ah! It's a Season 5 Lost Contest. Jack! Oh! And I run out of ideas from there. You know, normally I'd mash something up and give it to you guys, except I'm no good at mashing things up. So I figured, Jay, you're pretty good with that sort of stuff. You can put that together for Jack. All right. Good luck with the Season 5 podcast, and I'm really looking forward to it, and I'll talk to you guys later.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to let Jack know I got an In-N-Out burger in one hand, my cell phone in the other, and I'm driving with my knee down the road. Hey, watch where you're going there, pal. I'm trying to drive.
Oh, my God. You know, it's not just us that gets off topic. That had nothing to do with Lost.
I know, but see, I think your hatred of something actually increases the popularity of it.
So we sell more In-N-Out burgers. People are driving more with their cell phone. And
I think you're like countering what you're trying to do.
So I should just stop complaining. And then In-N-Out would go out of business. I don't want In-N-Out to go out of business. It's people's livelihoods.
They're good. They're still all family owned. The family still owns every single one of them.
It's just not worth it. It's just not. It's not as good as people say it is.
One of these days, maybe a light will come on and you'll realize.
I've had it. I've eaten it, but it's not like I go, oh my God, it's In-N-Out.
But you got a little mindset that it's bad.
No, because the story is, again, the people said it was the greatest thing in the world. It was never in San Diego. So when I went to LA, I had it. And I was like, yeah. Oh my gosh, it's a hamburger. Greatest hamburger I've ever had in my life.
Not. All right. Hold on. Okay, sorry. Go ahead, continue.
Why'd you have to stop?
Oh, because I was getting the keyboard ready.
I like Dan's idea. What's that?
All right, you ready?
Yeah, what are you doing?
We're going to do it right here. You're going to sing it, ready?
I'm not singing anything. You're supposed to sing it.
Jack! Uh-oh!
Season 5 contest. Oh, that was fun. That was funny. And then was it Shanna? Shanna from Oakland?
Yes.
She liked the song, but she didn't like the obvious, I missed some obvious rhymes. Well, that's the difference between Jay and Jack. Jay would be obvious. Jack goes a little, you know, takes a little chance.
No, I think it's more
chances.
How...
No, I take some chances.
You took, like lyrics and like the way a song structured is it ebbs and flows and it follows form and everything.
No, I think it,
you
I
just pulled like different verses.
I just think going
just
for the obvious is the easy way out. I like to. I'm an artist.
No. You're going for the easy way out. Is that we need something here? Let me take this one.
I think if you take chances in life, it works out better.
All right. Okay.
So and then as far as Alex being that was Jay. Jay saw what just was walking by and said, "Oh, that's Alex." From Lost, I go, drive me up the wall. I mean, it's gotten to the point now where,
because
that's a game we all play, what show, what
yes.
Show. Yeah. I bring my laptop and I watch TV with my laptop just so I can Google the show to find out who they are.
Go.
Because I got to know who they are. I have to know who they are.
And eventually, like, okay, she's in this, and this. Oh, she's in that.
What it matters in life, I don't know, but. I can't sleep at night. Sometimes I'll come downstairs. I go. I have to know. But that was bother. Like it was bothering me for weeks.
Well, because her hair is way different. I think.
And she smiles. And she's not having some guy with a water bottle following her around. So how am I supposed to figure that out? There wasn't that whiny kid following around with a water bottle with a hole in it.
Aunt Brew, Uncle Owen.
And then Nancy, she's excited about Lost. First time that she's actually watching Lost and different podcasts.
Yeah. Wow. We're sorry.
Hope we don't ruin it for you.
I know.
And then she's saying about the coming out in chronological
order.
I think they already have some of that stuff on YouTube. There are things that
you know what? We watched Apollosa yesterday. I think like I'm the guy who corrects what's his name. He's trying to figure out.
I'm Ed Harris.
Yeah, and I'm Viggo Mortensen.
Yeah, I'm the tough guy with the quick gun.
And I'm the guy who's just as quick as a gun, but I'm smart.
No, he wasn't as quick. You didn't watch the movie then. He wasn't as quick.
He said he was,
no.
But he had emotion.
No, he wasn't as good. He could be as good if he didn't have feelings.
But he didn't at the end. Remember, at the end is
don't give the ending away if people haven't seen it. We both agree that we liked the movie, but we didn't like Renee Zellweger.
No.
She wasn't right. She wasn't right for the movie.
Yeah, she didn't work. But...
That's all I'm saying.
Anyway.
And then Dave, the Matthew Fox, thumbs up. Yeah.
So will you?
Yeah, if that's the case, if Seth Rogen says he loves Matthew Fox.
Does he have to love him or like him?
Like him. Just
okay?
Like yeah, just little just gives him, it's four stars now or four thumbs up. Four thumbs up just because
he first time ever in the history.
I think I went from 3.5 thumbs down to 3 thumbs if I remember correctly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So now it's 4 thumbs. Four thumbs because he says he likes everyone's close personal, not my personal friend, Matthew Fox. And oh, just a shout, since we're off topic anyway, saw Gran Torino, Clint Eastwood. If he doesn't win the Oscar, then nobody should win the Oscar.
Someone's a homer for Clint Eastwood.
I'm telling you, the movie.
You have to be unobjective.
I'm telling you, it was like no other movie he's ever made before, for certain.
Better than Unforgiven.
I'd say his acting, it just was
okay.
It was just great.
All right, we're way off last right
love
now, but continue.
I love Clint Eastwood.
We're ready for the next set of calls.
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Hey Jane Jack, how's it going, guys? This is Kansas Mike calling. I know I haven't called in a long time, but I'm glad that Lost is coming up soon, so I'm getting pretty excited for that. I'm a little bit envious that you guys got to watch the first, you know, 2 episodes of Lost, but hey, we'll get our chance pretty soon, like you said. So I'm not too bitter about that. But anyway, I've been watching season 4. I got that on DVD, and just now I finished watching Cabin Fever on disc 3, I believe. And what creeped me out the first time I saw it is when Locke went to see Jacob, right? And Claire was there with Christian. I mean, Christian being there is already strange, but why is Claire sitting there, like, all peaceful and everything, and, like, it's, like, no big deal? And I'm thinking, I have a theory about that. And what I think is, when Kimi and his band of whatever douchebags attacked the, you know, the Egg Town or whatever, and Sawyer went, you know, to get Claire, and he found her in the wreckage, I think she actually died when the house exploded, and the body wasn't Claire. I think it was maybe the monster, you know, whatever, shape-shifting or whatnot, into her. And then maybe that's why she's so, you know, calming and knows what's going on, because it's not her, it's the monster, and Claire's actually dead, or, I don't know, somewhere else, I don't know. But that's what I think, so let me know what you think. Oh, one more thing. What's going on with the Jane Jack podcast? I mean, not Jane Jack podcast, the Jane Jack show. I'm going on the internet every day, going to the Jane Jack show page, and it's not there. I'm missing the Jane Jack show, guys. Anyway, let me know what you guys think, okay? Have a good night. Bye.
Hey, Jane Jack. Just calling to let you know that I hate you guys just because you sit around and talk about Lost every once in a while and publish it onto the internet for people like us to listen to. You get to see the episodes early. That's just not right. I guess I'll forgive you in a couple of weeks after I've seen the episode. Can't wait to see it, and goodbye!
Hey, Jay. Hey, Jack. This is Harv in Northern California, or as you affectionately called me, Cranky Pants. I started to hear your latest episode where you got to preview the first two, and I had to stop. I'm going to be very disciplined. In fact, I'm going to be more disciplined than Charlie and his little addiction right after the plane crash. Anyway, looking forward to the new season. It's 2 weeks away as of today, and I ain't gonna get spoiled, although I have seen a few things online as far as the previews. Anyway, good luck to the Chargers this weekend. They will be in for a tough one, and I'll keep listening, but not for 2 weeks. Bye.
Hey guys, this is Derek from Seattle. But I am vacationing on Oahu right now, and just thought you'd like to know, I was at a driving range, and I saw Daniel Day Kim was hitting some balls there, so you could most likely look forward to seeing him next season, even though he exploded at the end of season 4. So just thought you'd want some inside info. All right, take care.
All right, thank you for those calls.
So Derek was stalking Daniel Day Kim?
I guess so.
I wonder if he looks like an athlete, so he's probably a good golfer. Wouldn't you think?
Well, golf is a finesse sport.
Well, we didn't see him on the episode with the when they built the golf course. We never see him hit a golf ball, do we?
Ah, I vaguely remember seeing him on the golf course.
Do we?
I don't know.
I don't remember that episode. I remember Hurley Charlie, the whiny guy. Remember the hypochondriac
guy? Well, yeah,
guy?
That was in the first one. It was Jack, Hurley, Charlie,
Kate.
And Michael played.
Michael and Kate was also...
Kate didn't play until the one... remember where...
They found Echo.
Yeah, well, Echo runs in with...
Echo doesn't have golf etiquette. He just walks in right through their... right in their game.
Yep.
With Sawyer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, come on. It's not how you play golf. Step to the side. Yeah, that's cool. And then we have Harv, a.k.a. Cranky Pants. No, I think
why'd you call him Cranky Pants?
Because he said, I guess I'm just being a Cranky Pants.
Oh, okay.
I think he said something like that. I wouldn't just call someone out like that.
Okay.
Not to their face. well, he's not listening anyway for 2 weeks, but Harv, if you are listening... Don't get the TV guides. Don't read the USA Today. Don't go on the internet. Spoilers are out there everywhere. There's tons of spoilers. I've actually been spoiled more than I wanted to be.
Uh-huh.
And I've seen the first two episodes, and I've been spoiled more than I wanted.
Really? I've been pretty good. I saw the first episodes.
I read this TV guide, and I was like,
really?
Why am I reading this?
Yeah,
I'm an idiot.
Well, I was no arguing there.
I was lured in by the cover, so it's not my fault. What am I going to do? And then John Doe, he hates you. He said he hates you.
It's fine.
Because you got to see the first two episodes.
That's fine.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I think he said guys, but... And then Kansas Mike. We haven't heard from Kansas Mike.
I know.
Mike
I haven't
long.
Heard from Kansas Mike in forever.
Like, wow, Kansas Mike. So what do you think? Is Claire dead? I don't know.
Well, I don't know. This one's been around since she was in the blown-up house. Is she the smoke monster? Anything can be the smoke monster. So I don't know. I
think there could be more to it, and that's all I'm going to say.
There
because
is
I
something
can't.
There with Claire. There's something weird going on. I guess they're trying to make her interesting since everybody hated her towards the end.
Not everybody. I did not hate her. It was you. You started the kill Claire hate.
Dude, she abandoned Charlie.
Well, she did kick him to the curb.
She did.
And it's funny. It all started, too, with like the next day she's serving coffee.
Yeah. Like she didn't really care.
No. Charlie say, well, what are you going to do?
Saeed, he grieved for like 3 episodes.
Yeah. And he'd only known Shannon and he was still in love with Nadia. Because we later find out that Nadia was still alive. And
he's
then,
a playa.
Yeah. Then he killed, what was the name of the girl that he killed in the hotel? I'm trying to think of her name.
I can't remember.
Not Gretchen.
No.
A red-haired girl.
She wasn't a redhead, was she?
Well, she was right after she got shot in the head. Let's see. So,
I don't remember.
I can't remember her
name. Let's move on.
And then the Jay and Jack show has been put on hiatus because Jay just didn't want to do it.
No, I think we wanted to talk about Lost, and it's been busy, so it's like, at least do the Lost podcast.
We just, again, it comes down to not having the time.
Yes, but summer, the Jay and Jack show will come back. And I think we'll make it more, less regimented, more like, have you listened to the Schmodcast?
No.
With Kevin Smith and Scott Mosier. Hilarious.
Never heard him.
But maybe... maybe
I'm kidding. I'm
approach
joking.
It more like that. Have friends, or like maybe have Dale over. We'll talk with him and get him to be obnoxious.
That takes a lot.
And have Cliff over and just make you confused. You know, I love Cliff, but we've been working with him lately. And
well, it's funny.
I don't think he has...
I got the worst email. Said I was obnoxious towards Cliff one time. And I listened to the podcast and I go... It was you. It was you. Or I just simply.
I
asked
love Cliff, but
I
for
simply
those
just
who
asked
don't
him
know
a
him,
question.
He's a funny guy.
I like Cliff.
So do I.
Cliff is an editing genius.
He's an editing
say.
Genius.
He is an edit. He knows his stuff.
But anything else, I don't know. Just sometimes, just like Cliff, are you there?
I think he's. I'm going to take some heat for this. He's an artist.
Okay.
And artists have. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
I don't want to get in trouble.
All right. What do you say we get into the last set of calls here?
I say we do it.
All right. Here we go.
Yeah. It's Kyle from Kentucky. I just have a hard time listening to your guys' show now that Damon and Carlton are sending you guys episodes in advance. I mean, you're Pharisees. You eat fried chicken. You got running water, electricity, living dorms. Jacob would not be happy with you guys watching episodes in advance. All the rest of us lowly Lost viewers can't wait till the 21st. At least your punishment is you got to wait till the 28th. And Darren Sproles, he's too little to take hits in the NFL. He'll be done year and a half, so you better hang on to LT and quit whining about Ed Hockley. Here's the thing. Terrible call. Broncos still had to score on the next play. Defense couldn't step up. They still weren't even tied. Still had to get a two-point conversion. Defense still couldn't step up. You won the division. You're going to lose to the Steelers. Get over it.
Jane Jack, Chase the Ace Sheen here, and you guys are assholes. Yeah, that's what I said. Getting to see the premiere and flaunting it before us, and the second episode, no less. Man, that's awesome. I actually am really happy for you guys. So does that mean that ABC is recognizing you guys and you got it sent to you as a screener? That's a pretty big deal. I'm happy for you, and it's good to know I've been a part of something that's big. So, yes, anyway, assholes. But, hey, I'm enjoying the show, and I didn't trust you guys enough to not give away any spoilers, so I skipped it. So I'm still going in, not knowing anything. But anyway, I'm looking forward to your insight. I still want to hear about it whenever we get to see it, what you guys thought about it for real. Anyway, enjoying the show. Assholes. All right, bye.
Hello, Gene Jack. This is Sean from Missouri, and I think that the four-toed statue is a big statue of Richard, and he got his foot, like, pinky toe or whatever, cut off by a knife against the Dharma Initiative. And P.S. Jack, I don't care what my brother David says, your song rocks. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Jessica, a.k.a. Jay Lynn from the message boards. I am so jealous that you guys got to see the first two episodes. That just makes me so jealous. But I know you can't answer any questions about the two episodes. But can you give us a little hint? Have any of the questions from the contest been answered? If you can't answer that, no problem. We can wait for another 2 weeks. Otherwise, keep up the great work on the podcast, and can't wait to hear more. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Okay, I'm going to give, on the question, I'll give out one. I'm probably going to get in trouble for this.
No, I think you're okay.
No, I'm going to give out one.
Oh, you're actually going to say which one was answered?
I'm going to say which one was answered. Question number 34 was answered, and the answer was yes.
Is that Jay saying something stupid?
Yes, on the podcast. Okay, moving on.
All right, I'll say it's safe to say questions were answered.
Yes.
In the first episode.
Yes. Well, obviously the first one, because you have who's the first one to speak.
Yeah.
So that one. There are some questions that are answered.
There is, though.
And it's like, wow.
You know, I just want to say, like, because I don't know if we're doing an update on the contest, but we'll talk about it, but that the form is so easy. I did it.
The only problem is I haven't gotten the...
It took me, like, 5 days to get it back.
Yeah, but I don't have them. Where are they at?
Well, is the person that set it up going to send it to you? Or?
I'm going to have to get in contact with... Like, maybe that's what's happening. So I'm like going... I just dawned on me this week. I go, wait a minute. I haven't...
It's working because I got... Like, it sent the email back to me.
Yeah,
and
it's Vikas that sent it up. And yeah, he did a great job. But I'm like going, where are they at? I don't have them. It's great you guys are getting them back, but I don't have them.
Well, if you guys want to take part in this, I'm going to put a link actually on the front page of the website in the show
It
notes.
Is so simple.
It's really
it's
easy.
So, and it's going to make it easy, so... And then Sean, first, your brother David should be put in the naughty corner. He should be punished.
Okay.
For not liking the song. I gotta be honest about that. Was that a statue of Richard and he has pinky toe cut off?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so? No. And every time I hear pinky toe getting cut off, it reminds me of an episode of Seinfeld. With a girl that Jerry came to Elaine's work because she had harassed him she was heckling him.
Uh-huh.
And she went and she went, boo, boo, boo. And booed her, and she got emotional and ran out and got her toe cut off by a cab. And Chase A. Sheen.
I haven't heard from him in a while.
I know, but should we have said can we say that word on our podcast?
I think it's him.
Okay.
And it's not consistently said.
Yeah, and he hasn't. I don't think we gave away too many spoilers.
No, it was pretty light.
No. And then Kyle from Kentucky. I just guess they like us.
I guess he hates us.
Well, Kyle hates us, but Darren Sproles, yeah, he doesn't take a lot of hits. That's the problem. He runs by people. And yes, we did lose to the Steelers, but the Steelers, I'll be honest, were the better team. And I don't think you ever heard...
Steelers defense is...
Ugh. Yeah, the offense. We have the... I mean, we're just, our defense just wasn't up to par this year. And I don't think you heard us complaining about the Ed Hockley call.
Nope.
In fact, I was on the message boards defending Ed Hockley because I said the same thing you said. Our defense still had to step up and make the plays, and they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
I never once blamed the referees for the calls.
And have anything them coming back and actually getting in the playoffs, at least for me, is like, okay, he's off the hook.
The only thing I said was we were the better team. I watched Denver all year long, and we were the better team.
Oh, yeah.
Without question. It just,
Jay Cutler's Jake Chokler.
Yeah, and Steelers, they're the better team.
Yeah, I mean.
They won. They being at home and having the crowd and the snow and everything else, and that defense.
And that fluke third quarter was just.
Well, I guess we weren't allowed to touch the ball. It must be some new NFL rule. But that's life.
But that's not blaming it. It's just that's life. Bad luck.
They made the plays, and when it counted, that's life. And I'm not blaming Ed Hockley, and I'm not saying that just because he can squash this in my head like a grape. Eli had been working out, Ed, so watch out. And that's all I got to say about that.
Are you ready for the listener theory of the week?
Yes.
We haven't had one of these in a while.
Right.
So let's bring out the jump set.
Okay.
What's up, Jay and Jack? This is Bruce from Rockville, Illinois. Listen, guys, I had a thought on the last podcast. The guy was talking about young Ben from Scrubs, and I just wanted to point out that the actor, I don't know his name, is Miles, the Ghostbuster with the Dirt Devil, he's been in The Sopranos. He was in The Sopranos Season 6, Part 2, Episodes 3 and 4, and he was also in the third X-Men movie as the kid with the spiny face. I don't know if you guys saw that or not. But the real reason I called is I had a theory about who busts Kate out about Aaron not being her child, or who's trying to figure out if Aaron's her child or not. Is I think it's I can't remember the actor's name, but he played Malcolm Reynolds in Firefly and the Serenity movie. Remember the cop she married? I think maybe he's looking to find out if Aaron's his son or not. You know, that would be kind of a logical step for, you know, you see this woman that you married who has a completely different name comes up as being one of the Oceanic Six, and that she has a baby, you know, maybe it's his or not. I don't know, just love the show. Happy New Year, guys. Can't wait for the first two episodes, and I'm really, really upset. You guys got to watch them early. You got to post them on a video podcast or something like that. That'd be pretty sweet of you guys if you can do that or not, but I don't want you to get in touch with ABC. So, all right, have a good one. Bye.
Bruce.
Well, you know what, since Bruce is so upset that we got to see the first two episodes, I think it's only fair that we'll post the two episodes on our website.
Yeah, we'll do that, what, Wednesday,
Thursday night. I kid. That is a great theory, though.
I like it, because I totally forgot about Kevin Callis.
Nathan Fillion's character.
Yeah, you know, I never called him, it's just Nathan Fillion.
But, you know,
it's Captain Mal Reynolds.
Maybe if his, would you want to be liable, you know, for the child support? You know,
he's a cop, right? So he's an honorable man.
Yeah, that's true. I'm just kidding.
You've bailed out on a lot of sons in your lifetime?
That's what I do. That's how I roll. And he was talking about Miles being on the actor Miles on The Sopranos.
Uh-huh.
It's funny, he played an angry guy on The Sopranos.
Really?
So
wow.
It was quite a stretch for him to go play Miles.
I remember his character on X-Men 3, but I try and, you know, remove as much as my memory of that crappy movie as possible, so I don't really remember what his character was.
Yeah, you were
like.
Disappointed with X-Men 3.
Ah!
I liked X-Men. Which one did I actually like?
The second one.
The second one I thought was pretty good.
That's what I'm saying. The second one was so good, and then the third one was just terrible.
The first one was good. Second one I really liked. Third one, I think I fell asleep during it.
You never saw it. I never brought it home, and so I don't think
I
watched
it.
I
think it was on cable one time.
Oh, really?
I was watching it and fell asleep.
It was awful.
It saved me a lot of money on Tylenol PM that night. So it worked for me. I didn't care. That's a great. It is a great theory, and hopefully we find out soon who ratted Kate out.
I know.
I think
seems to be kind of like a building question.
I think I know now, though.
Really?
But I can't say.
Not until Thursday.
Thursday.
All right, Jack, you ready to
go? I'll go this far.
Okay.
It is my crackpot theory of the week.
Wow. A little preview for your season premiere.
Yeah, so you'll be
crackpot theory of the week.
You'll be on pins and needles going, oh, I can't wait for what Jack thinks. Whatever.
All right, you ready to close out the show, Jack?
Well, we're going to do my last review of a review.
Or we say that's for, like, after the credits.
After the credits, because then that way, if you don't want to listen to me review a review,
yes,
you can just go on with your life.
Exactly.
But if you're really curious about what my review of a review would be,
uh-huh,
I think you should stick around. But then again,
I think it's a bad idea.
It's not a bad idea. It's not a. I know it's against our policy.
Yes.
To go on reviews, but you know, this is the era of change, and I'm changing. I'm changing the
for
way.
For the worse.
We want to talk about the contests. Or...
I was going to say like in the outro.
Oh, here it is. I'm looking right. God, I'm losing it.
All right, okay, here we go. All right, guys, that is our show for this Monday.
Monday.
If you'd like to give us a call, give us a call at 206-309-0311. Once again, it's 206-309-0311.
Call
your time for lost questions, comments, and or theories. Also, check out our website, jayandjack.com, with all important information related to our show, like our MySpace page. Dig actually stopped. They closed down their podcast page. I forgot to say that.
Really?
So can't go on Dig anymore.
Well, you know what? I'm not digging the dig. They can just...
Diggity dog.
Diggity boo doo doo doo. Also, the information, I don't know why I'm getting so many emails and people are sending me messages on our on the Ask Jack thing.
Uh-huh.
Where are the season 4 questions answered?
Season 5.
No, season 4.
Oh.
I'm getting season 4. I just threw those out about a month ago. I had them sitting there. I go, well, you know, no one's going to want this. So I tossed them out.
Uh-huh.
Now all of a sudden everybody wants them. It's somewhere on the show news and suggestion thread.
Uh-huh.
I tried to find it. I couldn't find it. But it's there. It's under probably another thread. It is there.
Mm-hmm.
There's like 10 people that want to know all of a sudden. It's like they had like my house spot. And they. I go, I had sitting there. I go, why am I keeping this? I don't need that. Threw it away. And the next day, I swear it was the next day.
It's the way it always is.
So guys, I don't have it anymore. I don't even know what the questions are.
Yeah, it's in the show news and suggestions somewhere,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah. But it's right under me. So if you look below me, you'll find that thread. It's underneath. Thread is. Ask Jack, show news and suggestion. Somehow it goes you, me, for whatever reason.
Okay.
But I'm not bitter. I don't care.
You are lower than me. All right.
And congratulations to the Cardinals. They're going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. If the Chargers can't go, like, honestly, if the Chargers can't go, I'd like to do it for the Cardinals. They've been losers for so long, so.
Well, they hadn't won a game, I think, before this playoff game since Truman was president.
No, they haven't won an NFL championship since.
No, they haven't won a playoff game since Truman.
I thought they beat somebody in 98.
Did they?
Yeah, I think so. That was their first, like, playoff win.
Oh, maybe it was their home win or something like that.
Yeah.
Who knows?
But kudos to them if they make it all the way. But I swear to God, if the Cardinals win a championship, I don't care who's in charge of the Chargers, but by golly, we better be there next year.
AJ Smith and Alex Spanos. Or Dean Spanos.
Well, they need to do something.
Yeah, what are you gonna do? But this is a lost podcast.
Exactly. I'm sorry. It's just, it's like just glancing at the Steelers game downstairs when we were downstairs. It hurts still. I couldn't. It's too
soon.
It's
funny. I'm over it.
You are?
Because I was just happy.
You've been through enough terrible
I've been
losses.
Through enough. My life is horrible. So what's one more dagger in the heart or whatever you.
Okay.
Saying,
fair enough.
The saying is.
Colleen was saying, it's like, you just get too into it. Why are you so invested into it?
I'll go have a tuna fish sandwich.
What I always say is, like, what's easy for you when you have, like, the most championships, like, in the world, so
yeah,
shut up.
It's easy for you when your team has a $5 billion payroll and can outspend everybody. Oh, yay, we won. Yay, we won. Ooh, I'm a Yankee fan. I'm a diehard Yankee fan. Ooh, we outspend everyone by $500 billion. We're the best. Ooh, yay!
No, but then I it's just like, she's like, well, my team sucks, too. It's like, yeah, you suck with your 27 World Series championships.
Yeah. Ooh, I feel so bad.
But enough grinding.
Yes. We sound like whiners.
I know. It's bad. I'm sorry. But, you know, I just want something.
Hey, our Hurricanes won the Stanley Cup, too.
They're not
ago.
My team, though. I can't
They're
count
my
that.
Team. It's first...
You can count it, but I can't. I've never. I always rooted for the Kings, so I can't. The Kings are just as sad as any San Diego team.
They might as well be the San Diego
I know.
Kings.
Exactly. So maybe I just have some thing of picking out losers.
And how is Colleen doing?
I set you up for that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I had to.
I know. You had to.
I had to finish it off.
There's opportunities in life, and sometimes you just need to grab.
You know, it's like, you know, when you get a chance to grab that brass ring, you have to grab it.
Exactly. All right. Some news. Okay. The 25-hour podcast for autism, we got a new partner in this, Carolyn Weffert of Discovery Toys, has partnered with us to help raise money for Autism Speaks. Discovery Toys offers award-winning educational toys, books, music, and family games for all ages. You can donate money by being a Discovery Toys customer Just go to her website. It's www.discoverytoyslink.com/Carolyn Wafford. This is how you spell it. CarolynWaford. I'll put a link into the AAC feed right here, and there will be a link on the front page of the website, jandjack.com. Pick out the items you want, then call her at 910-476-9096 to place your order. And when you make the sale, reference Jay and Jack or Jay and Jack's Autism Speaks podcast, anything like that. And anything will be completely donated to us and our campaign. And she will also donate $10 for every time someone calls to get free toys by hosting a Discovery Toys home party. And $20 for each person who joins her team by becoming a wholesale buyer distributor of Discovery Toys.
And remember, every single penny goes to Autism Speaks.
Exactly.
Every single penny.
We want to reach our goal of $10,000.
And remember who's going to be on the show so far. We have Jorge Garcia.
Yep.
We have Ryan and Jen from The Transmission. Ralph from The Darmalars. The Hockley Brothers. Dennis Miller.
Don't say that.
Just kidding, right? We're still working on it, though.
But also,
I thought I'd pass throw it by Jay. Maybe he'd squeak his little wallet out and give me the $5.
Pauline told me that Media Junkyard podcast is actually got their plane tickets to come down.
Really?
They're saying that on JetBlue, it's $150 to fly down to Raleigh.
Wow. And Raleigh is a happening place.
Also, I believe Chris in Boston and Illyrio are actually carpooling down.
Really?
Yep. I believe Derek and Graham from the 10th Wonder are planning to come down. A whole bunch of other people. It's going to be a lot of fun. So if you want to come down and spend time with us, hang out with us during our 25-hour podcast.
We're going to have a skate-a-thon. We're thinking from like 10:30 at night to like 1:30.
Yeah.
You can pay like $10 to skate and everything will go to Autism.
Yep.
And we're just trying to raise a lot of money because it's a worthy
exactly.
cause.
But if you'd like to book the hotel we're teaming with, the number is 1-919-821-0888. Once again, it's 919-821-0888. It's $75 a night. It's okay to extend your stay past pre-March 21st. That's the night of 25-hour podcast. Book your room by March 6th and reserve under the name Jay and Jack's Podcast for Autism Speaks.
And hopefully the Waffle House will be up and running again because someone drove their car through it.
Really?
Yeah, I was driving by the other day. I guess it's the second time it's happened in like a year and a half. The whole front is gone. I went, what happened to the Waffle House? And my wife goes, oh, someone drove their car through it.
I don't know.
That's a second still, time. A second time it's happened. I go, why don't they get barricades?
I still don't know why in the world the place you chose, the first place we would visit when we came to North Carolina was the Waffle
because
House.
Because that's where we went. It was the only place open. The Waffle House. And it was like, it's nice when people are actually smoking cigarettes while I'm making your food.
Exactly.
That is cool.
Then they make the lettuce also by just grabbing lettuce in her hand.
Yeah. You don't get that every day. You don't get that. That's
it's special service.
And the cooks were arguing with each other and screaming at each other. And I go, this is like.
Well, I didn't tell you I went to, it's a Huddle House. It's right across from the college. And it's basically the same kind of thing as a Waffle House. And I decided to get breakfast. And I got gravy, you know, the white gravy.
Mm-hmm.
Sausage
gravy.
Yeah. And they put it out, and it was in a cup, and it was just like water with like bits of sausage in it. And I was just like, all right. And it was like $8. And I was just like, this was like a complete waste of money.
Well, I still like this. The lady that was cooking our food, she had a cigarette in her mouth, hanging from the side of her mouth. And I'm like going,
But no need to worry if the Waffle House is there or not. The hotel has a continental breakfast and a refrigerator in the room.
But these waffles at the Waffle House, if you haven't had, they're good. It's good food. It's good. I mean, I
give you the runs, but it's good. If you have any questions,
Surgeon General warns against eating there.
Send an email to lpdonate@gmail.com.
Right.
lpdonate@gmail.com.
And like I said, it's for a worthy cause.
Exactly.
Maybe we can find some other things. We can up people. We can find some other things you guys can do on Sunday in Raleigh. Maybe we can get together with somebody.
Maybe we'll all have to make a big trip and go to the movies.
I'll be sleeping, so.
All right. So thank you, guys. Anything else you want to say?
We want to talk about the contest.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
This is your last week to enter the contest.
Is it? Wow.
It has to be in before Wednesday, say, noontime.
Okay.
All right. Wednesday before noon. You can find the link to the contest. I forgot to write it down, but it's on the show news and suggestion thread.
I will post a link on the front page of the website.
And it's easy to do. We have two prizes, so we'll probably give away shirts. But we also have two prizes. We have, we talked about last week, The Myth of Lost by Mark, what did we say it was?
Oramanner.
That's what it was. Sorry, Mark, but we just looked it up and I couldn't remember because I'm old. But he's going to donate three books. So first, second, third, we'll get a book. And also we have the Head First Algebra book. It's under headfirstlabs.com. Tracy Lone, I think, is the name. She's donating three books, first, second, and third.
Oh, wow, cool.
I can't read my own writing. I'm sorry. I have bad writing. But we're going to get... So there's two books for everyone. First, second, third, we'll get...
But doesn't the algebra... I remember reading the email. It has Lost references in it.
Yes, it has Lost references. The whole chapter is dedicated, I think, to Jack and Kate, if I remember correctly off the top of my head. And
so, is it a book to help people with algebra?
I believe so. Okay. But it's got Lost references all throughout the book and stuff, so...
Really, he's out there having a tough time with algebra.
Yeah, it's under headfirstlabs.com, and also Mark's book you can find on amazon.com, The Myth of Lost. So yes. Check it out. If you don't think you have a chance to win, go buy the books. And you'll get a t-shirt, and Jay will probably sing or something. Yeah. Some prize, that is.
Oh, man. All right.
So at the end, you can stay tuned for the review. Maybe the last time I ever review a review.
Okay. Fair enough.
I promise.
Okay. All right. For those of you who are going to quit listening to the show now because you listened to this, I apologize.
Well, you know what? You should have quit a while ago.
It's been a nice time podcasting to you guys, and sorry we lost you. All right. Hasta luego and goodbye. Whoa! You left me hanging.
I dropped something. Goodbye.
All right, Jack, you ready? Go ahead and...
After further review, I decided to change my mind.
Really?
Our policy is never to complain about reviews, and good or bad. And like I said, I would rather people send me an email if they have a problem. This one's directed at both of us, so it wasn't really that big a deal. But
using... When it's directed at me, it's just like, you don't care.
Actually, I celebrate those. I do call you up and say, hey, guess what? Someone doesn't like you. Don't I say that?
Yes.
I kind of much throw you under the bus. But no, I read it again, and I said, you know, what are you going to do? You can't please everybody, and it's... I don't want to sound like a whiner and complainer. Okay. I thought that... Because we did record it, but after I listened to it again, I was like going, yeah, it was pretty damn funny, but I don't want to sound like a whiner.
Okay.
I want to be Ralph. I'm just kidding, Ralph. I kid Ralph. I'm kidding. I've been joking with Ralph all week, so I'm just kidding. I'm just joking. I'm joking, Ralph. You know I love you, Ralph. You know I love you, Ralph.
Oh, go Cardinals.
I'm just joking with you. You know me. I kid, Ralph. I kid.
All right. Bye.
Bye.